It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Would you turn down your TV?
I don't touch it. I just walk in here.
Well, turn it Fredo off.
Has it in
on.
A radio station.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Gosh.
The assistant program
Do we have
director.
To go through this every day at noon?
I didn't notice it was on.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I didn't notice it, Mr. Super Hearing.
Unless
you're like a super dog. You've got super hearing.
Unless we've hired Wolf Blitzer, I don't think that's supposed to be on our show today.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it's e-brake time. We have noises being featured this week on the emergency break of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from a loud noise that was made on the ticket Tuesday morning. We had some ticker problems Tuesday morning. We were without a ticker person for, I don't know, an hour or two. And then the Catman of the Americas, our program director, jumped in the ticker seat. But as he was setting up, he did something really weird in that room, and it made a sound that it blew all of our headphones off. It was really, really loud.
We were all bleeding out of our ears.
Yeah. And then the guy who was working the board for us, Cray Tray, had failed smile, and then we tried to ask him, the guy who's in control of the board, what happened. And he really couldn't tell us, and that's this stop down.
And we've had the death of one of the most powerful and effective programmers in network television history in the 50s and 60s.
What in the heck? Trey?
Trey?
What's going on?
I don't know, but he just took his headphones off.
God, that was a funny
that
visual.
That gave me the biggest hate.
I know.
Oh, my Lord, that was loud. Michael Dan is his name. What?
Just the failed smile on Cray Tray's face right now.
What were you doing in there, Cray Tray?
I'm not doing anything.
Well, it sounded like you were potting up something.
Cray Tray, speak.
Yes.
What?
What?
I said nothing's potted up in here.
Well, I know not now. I'm saying that when that sound
No,
came
I
up.
Wasn't touching anything. Doing nothing.
So. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Michael Dan passed away at the age of 94.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Every sound goes through that board, including
right.
what Kat may or may not have been doing in the ticker room.
Yes, but a lot of times, like, I'll leave the board up for Sean when he's in the ticker room because he can control it in there, what
right.
goes on in there. So probably what happened was Kat was bringing something up, didn't realize it was going to cause feedback, so it went from in there through the board onto the air.
Which I agree with you. That is what happened.
Yeah.
But Cray Tray has that really annoying habit of just answer the question, respond.
Yeah. He was afraid of calling
he
out.
He was terrified.
I swear at one point he gave the placeholder answer of Migas. Can you forward it to where we're questioning him? And listen, there's a very odd moment where
he
we ask him
Migas?
Something and he said Migas.
Hang on a sec.
I'll just play it from the beginning, but there's not too much lead time on there.
And we've had the death of one of the most powerful and effective programmers in network television history in the 50s and 60s.
What
in the
heck?
Trey?
Trey?
What's going on?
I don't know, but he just took his headphones off.
God, that was a funny
that
visual.
That gave me the biggest hate.
I know.
Oh, my Lord, that was loud. Michael Dan is his name. What?
Just the failed smile on Cray Tray's face right now.
What were you doing in there, Cray Tray?
I'm not doing anything.
Well, it sounded like you were potting up something.
Cray Tray, speak.
Migas.
What?
What? See?
Yeah.
I said nothing's potted up
he said
in here.
Migas. Well, I know not now. I'm saying that when that sound
No,
came
I wasn't
up, that's what he's doing.
Anything.
He says Migas.
Doing nothing.
I think you're saying you guys, but maybe you guys sound like
Migas.
Well, that was a weird sound, and it was certainly a stop down.
Got a new default word, too.
Migas. Instead of Thursday. Oh, my Uh-oh. Gosh, that noise.
Do not make that into a drop, Jerry.
Golly, that is just
well, like this?
Ear split.
Oh,
stop. That's horrible.
Ear splitting. All right, speaking of noises, I made a funny one last Friday as we were out at Colonial.
You make a funny one every day.
We were coming back from break, and this is a Regunk Force-like burp that was thrown out by me.
Right now, though, it's time for the corner, and it's brought to...
Whoa! Oh, my God. What the heck?
Is that a Regunk
that
Force
That is
moment?
So Regunk Force.
Oh. That's what happens when you try to down some Diet Coke before you go on.
Please isolate that.
Oh, my gosh.
It says the sponsor is Nope. So
nope.
Thank you, Nope.
Nope.
All right, so you do have it isolated, Jer?
Tooth.
Tooth. Such devil voice.
So let's compare that to maybe Norm and Force.
Regunk Force.
Do we have the TC one in context?
I'm sure we can find that at some point. Yeah, I think it's available at some point.
He does the same. I think the underrated portion of both of those is the, excuse me, the recovery.
You're trying to get
after
through
double
it.
Double voice.
You feel it coming on. You're trying to get through it. All right, one more time.
Here's the. You want yours or TC's?
Me first, and then we'll go to TC.
Right now, though, it's time for the corner, and it's brought to...
Whoa! Oh, my God.
What the heck?
Is that a Regunk
that
Force
That is
moment?
So Regunk Force.
Gross.
That's what happens when you try to down some Diet Coke before you go on.
Please isolate that.
Oh, my gosh.
It says the sponsor is Nope. So
nope.
Thank you, Nope.
Nope.
It's to us. That's what I was trying to say. It comes out.
To us.
Oh, stop it here.
Seriously. Stop it. Don't play that anymore.
That hurts her ears.
just wagged his finger.
All right, play the TC.
Unless the board or the committee keeps Alabama in the top four. Excuse me, top four still.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm terribly
trying to
sorry.
Talk through it. If they keep him in the top four, then that's the only way the SEC has a championship.
All right, start from the beginning. I got to hear that one more time.
Unless the board or the committee keeps Alabama in the top four. Excuse me, top four still.
Wow. How he goes
I'm sorry.
Dual tone.
I know,
so
that was
weird.
Awesome.
So David Force. Lee Roth, train
Darth Vader kind
horn.
Of thing.
Force. Force.
Force.
Force. To it. Force.
He
to
harmonizes
Force.
With himself.
Force. To it.
Force. To video to game.
Oh, there's the video game of the TC, Jub, and Norm shootout.
Force. To it.
Feet.
Force. To it.
All right. And then candidate number three comes to us from the morning show when Gordon Keith,
uh-oh,
trying to make the reference, very dated reference, of Larry Storch.
He go ya-yozer because he can't stand that voice.
So slow. I'm on F truck liberate.
What?
Oh.
What did you just say? And that old Ken Storch sitcom?
Larry Storch?
Yeah. Yes.
Good one.
Larry, that was not. I don't think F Troop was is Ken Berry and Larry Storch. I combined the two.
Did you think waking up that morning that you were eventually going to combine Ken Berry and Larry Storch?
I intended to.
And he had a Cruella DeVille like delivery there, too. That he really had one there.
Yeah. I was waiting for the wave of laughter.
In June's Ken Storch, a Bigfoot hunter, according to the web.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Respect. Mad respect, yo.
Much respect.
I All think right. it should be on Junior for mentioning F-Truck yeah. Liberate.
No, we all went along with that until you cracked the big
no.
Ken Storch
yeah.
joke.
My comment was genius.
No, it's confusing. It's a private bit of confusion that we have to battle
it
through
is very
every
inside.
Remote.
It is very inside. All right, so those are your three candidates. The loud noise made by the Catman. To us. The
what?
Burp from Colonial. Or Gordo. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
I would like to think that did it.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency brake of the week?
Amigas. Hey, I'm glad y'all are okay and that your ears were the only thing y'all were bleeding out of.
Okay, thank you.
Amigas.
Amigas. Hi, ticket caller. You are on the air.
Hey, George, you should have said Amigas instead of trying to tell your joke last week.
Yeah, maybe I should have. Maybe you shouldn't have called this morning.
Ooh.
How's that for a return volley there, Chief? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Coming this summer to a theater near you, Regonk Force 2, The Jubbening.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You guys.
Which you time?
Guys. You guys. Oh, sorry. Migas.
What? He said me.
Okay.
He said me. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on you right here?
Die.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Migas. I want to vote for George Dunham. Good to you now. Love you.
Love you, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Clamshells have rabies.
Okay.
I'm insane.
No, I will say no on that.
It has now happened.
And, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Was that first one on Catlin or on Cray-Tray?
Cat.
Oh, then I'm definitely voting for Cat. Go Braves if we ever have a game.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Craig.
Yes.
Vaginal slice warm-born?
No! No! No!
I support that.
No, you don't. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The only man who can flatulate the entire UNT fight song in full symphonic splendor, Hot Fried Georgie.
I'm not Hot Fried Georgie, and I can't do that. I wish I could. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Sports caller, you're on the air.
Yes, Migas and Vaginal Slice Born.
Don't laugh like that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to see a guy's guide to tank grooming.
I don't think you'll ever see that guy's guide, or any guy's guide for that matter. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Yes, hi. I would like to vote for George Dunham, and I love you, Matt.
love you madly, Giorgio.
Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. The Colonial Burp wins. Right now, though, it's time for the corner, and it's brought to us.
Whoa! Oh, my God. What the heck?
Is that a Regonk Force?
That is moment? So Regonk Force.
Gross. That's what happens when you try to down some Diet Coke before you go on.
Please isolate that. Oh, my gosh.
It says the sponsor is Nope. So
nope.
Thank you, Nope.
Has that happened on Channel 8 at any moment?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Gloria used to do that all the time.
Did you hear that? How many wins is that for me, Fernando?
Oh, I know you've tied Corby for the lead in
2016.
Whoa. Wow. Yay. Well, speaking of Corby, look who's in our studio, fellas.
Wow.
It's Corby Davidson. And he has a big event tonight that he wants you to be a part of, and we're going to talk about that next.
Peace. Peace.